Halacha Aleph. Kinui ha'omor batoira, the admonition that the Torah specifies, v'kineyes ishtoi, he shall admonish his wife, that means, hu sheyoymar lo bifnei edim, a husband says to his wife in front of witnesses, al tistri im ish ploini, do not go into a secluded place, do not become hidden with this and this person. And he specifies who the person is. Afilu hoya aviha, oy achiha, oy goy, oy eved, even if the person about whom he admonishes her is her father, or her brother, or a goy, or a slave, oy shachuf, or a man who is impotent, who are ish she'enoi miskasha, that's a man who cannot become erect, ve'enoi moilid, and a person who does not produce any seed. Having intercourse with such a person is not considered adultery. There is no death penalty for such a case. Nevertheless, it is considered as having intercourse, and therefore, if he admonishes her about such a person, this does come under the law of Soita. Halacha Beis, Hastira Ho'amura Batoira, the seclusion which the Torah specifies, v'nistera, she becomes hidden, she is secluded with him, hu shetisoser im oisoi ha'ish she'omar lo al tisteri imoi, she becomes hidden, she secludes herself with that same man about whom her husband admonished her, do not become secluded with him, do not hide with him, bifnei shnei edim. And this seclusion takes place in front of two witnesses. That is, two witnesses saw them go into a hidden place together. Aishoasa imoi kedei tuma. And she must remain with him long enough that she could have committed adultery with him. Shehu kedei. How long is this? Shehu kedei. Litlois beya ulegama. This is the amount of time that it takes to soft boil a hen's egg over an ordinary flame and to eat it, actually to drink it. Harezu asura al baila, she becomes forbidden to remain with her husband, achetishte mehamorim, until she drinks the bitter water, which will be explained in later chapters. The bode kadovar, and in this manner, the matter becomes investigated, whether she had actually committed adultery or not. Ubizman she'ein som meisoita, and at the time when the water of the suspected adulteress does not exist, that is at the time when the Beis HaMikdash does not stand, and there is no such investigation by the water, te'oser oylov le'oylam, she remains forbidden to her husband forever. She cannot remain married to him, v'teitzei b'loy k'suva, and he divorces her and is not required to compensate her with the payment of the k'suva, since it was her own act of disobedience that brought her, that caused her to be divorced. Halacha Gimel. Kinei lo al shnayim kiyachod. If he admonished her about two separate men at one time, the omar lo, and he said to her, al tisteri im ploini uploini, do not seclude yourself with this man and this man, v'nistera im shneihem kiyachod, and she secludes herself afterwards with both of them together, even though that's not really a seclusion, and strictly speaking, there's no prohibition against her being secluded with two upright citizens at one time, v'shoasa kedei tuma, but if she was there together with them long enough to have intercourse with that, with one of them, afilu heim shnei achav, even if both of them are her brothers, or her father and her brother, harezu asura ad shatishte, she is forbidden to her husband until she drinks the water, until she undergoes this procedure, because it is dependent on whom her husband desires her not to seclude herself with. And in this case, the husband specifically told her, do not become secluded, do not become hidden with these two men. Halacha Dalid, im amala bifnei shnayim, if he said to her in front of two witnesses, al tedabri im ploini, do not speak to this and that person, Ein zakinui, that's not the admonition that's required here. V'afal pisha nistera imoi be'edim, not only if she speaks to him, but even if she becomes secluded, becomes hidden with him in front of witnesses, v'shoa sakidei tuma, and she remained secluded with him long enough to have had committed adultery, loy nasra alav, she does not become forbidden to her husband. V'ein shoisa bikinui zeh, and she is not required to drink the waters on account of such an admonition. Halacha hei v'cheinim amala, the same rule is if he said to her, al tisteri imoi, do not become secluded with him, v'ra'uha medaberes imoi, and they saw her talking to him, ein zustira, that's not seclusion, v'loi nesra, she does not become forbidden to her husband, v'loi shoisa, and she does not drink, v'chein im loy kodam kinui, if there was not a prior admonition, ubo shnayim v'heidu shenistera im zeh v'shoasa kedei tuma, two witnesses came and said that she secluded herself with this man and remained there long enough to commit adultery, loy nasra al baila, she does not become forbidden to her husband if he had not previously warned her about him in front of witnesses. V'eina shoisa, in such a case she does not drink the water. Halacha vav. Amala loy tisteri imish ployni, if he said to her, do not become secluded with this person, with this man, v'hoya koten pochas mi ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechod, and the man about whom he spoke was a minor, less than 9 years old in one day, less than the age of 9 years old, having intercourse with such a boy is not considered a sexual act. Oisha amala al tisteri im behemazui, said to her, do not seclude yourself with this animal. He spoke about a behema, an animal. Ein zakinui, that's not an admonition. Shanemar, the pasuk says, v'shochav ish oisa, a man will have intercourse with her. Prat lakotanu behema, this is specifically a man, not a boy and not an animal. She'ein oisim oisa alav, a boy or an animal, a young boy or a behema, do not make her forbidden to her husband in such a case. There are others who disagree with the ruling of 9 years and one day. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Isha, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam specified that the age is 9 years and one day for considering having intercourse with a boy as a sexual act. However, in the case of Sota, there are others who disagree and say that he must specifically warn her and she must hide herself with someone who is at least bar mitzvah. That if he's over 9 years and a day, but not yet bar mitzvah, this is not a case of Sota. Halacha Zayin, Baal Shemochal al Kinuyoi Koidem Shetisaser, a husband who retracted his admonition before she became hidden, before she secluded herself with the man, kinuyei mochel, his admonition is considered, is officially retracted, okeilu loikoine lo meyoylam, and it's considered from then on as if he had never admonished her. Avalin mochel achashetisaser, but if he retracts the admonition after she has secluded herself with him, eina yochel limchel, he can no longer retract the seclusion, the admonition, meaning a seclusion that's taken place already. Gersha, if he divorces his wife, Hareza Kamisha Machal, it's considered as if he had retracted by divorcing her, he severs all his ties with her, and it's considered as if he had also retracted the admonition. Bim Hechzira, and if he remarries her later, Tzorich Lakanois Kinui Acher, he wants the admonition to remain effective, he must admonish her once again. Halacha ches, kinei lo b'fnei shnayim, if he admonished her in front of two witnesses, v'ra oisa shenistera, and he himself saw her when she secluded herself, imzesha kinei lo alav, with the man about whom he had admonished her, v'shoasa kedei tuma, and they remained there long enough to have committed adultery, harezu asura alav, she becomes forbidden to him, since she secluded herself with the man after an admonition, v'yotzi, and he must divorce her, v'yitein ksuba, and he is required to pay the ksuba, she'ein yochel lahashkoisa al pi atzmoi, because he, on his own testimony, that he saw them go into a secluded place, he cannot cause her to drink the water. If witnesses saw her go into a secluded place with him, then she can drink the water, and if she turns out to be innocent, she may remain with her husband, or if she admits her guilt, she is divorced without being paid the ksuva. But here, since there were no witnesses, only the husband saw the seclusion take place, he cannot absolve himself from paying the ksuva by his own testimony. V'chein, so also, im shama ha'om meranin in acharel, if he heard that people are talking about her, that rumors are spread about her that she had committed adultery, acha hakinui v'astira, after the admonition and the seclusion, he finds out that people are talking, everyone is saying that she committed adultery, acha shama, it spread, the story is spread until he hears, mehanoshim hatovis lo'er halavona, the women who spin by moonlight, the women used to get together, women who had time only at night to do their spinning, and they were afraid to sit alone at night and spin, so they would gather together many women, and they would sit in the moonlight and spin, and since there were many women together, they would, of course, talk gossip. And if the gossip has spread so far that even the ladies' spinning league is talking about it, they're talking about her, and they're saying, even they are already saying, that she committed adultery with the man about whom he admonished her. He is not permitted to remain married to her. He divorces her and he must pay her ksuva, since he cannot cause her to drink the water, since the water will not decide the matter here, because the water decides only a matter in which it's hidden, in which nobody knows whether she committed adultery or not. But here, since everybody is talking about it, the water will no longer have any effect. Halacha tes, bo eidechod veheyid loy shenistra imoy, acha kinui. If one witness came forward and testified that the woman had secluded herself before him after she had been admonished, and she had remained there long enough to commit adultery, if the husband believes this witness, and he is ready to rely on him, he must divorce her. If he believes this witness, then he must divorce her and pay the ksuva. V'imlav, if he does not believe him, if he does not rely on this witness, harayishtli mutaris loy, then she is permitted to remain as his wife. However, he cannot cause her to drink the water on the testimony of a single witness. Halacha yud. V'elu shebeizdin mekanin lahem. And here are cases where the beizdin admonishes the woman instead of the husband. That is, the beizdin takes the place of the husband and admonishes the wife. If they see that she is behaving improperly with men, mishen is charish baila. If her husband became a deaf mute and cannot manage his own affairs, or he became an idiot or became insane and cannot manage his own affairs, or her husband was away overseas, or he had been imprisoned, then in all these cases, Beis Din can admonish her, loyla hashkoisa, not that she will then, thereafter, upon becoming hidden with the person about whom they admonished her, she will have to drink the water. This is not the case. because only her husband can admonish her to require her to drink the water, elo the pasla miksubasa, only to prevent her from collecting her ksuva, should she subsequently be convicted of becoming hidden with this person. Halacha yod aleph, ketzad, how is this case applied? Shamu bezdin, if the bezdin heard, she'omer anin in achareo, that people are spreading stories about her concerning a certain man, koidim oisa, they call her in front of bezdin, v'yomrim lo, they say to her, al tistri yemish ployni, do not become secluded with this person. Bor edim acharkoch, she'nistra imo, if thereafter witnesses come and say that she did become secluded with him, v'shoa sokadei tuma, and remained hidden with him long enough to commit adultery, Bezdin oisim oiso al baila leoilam, Bezdin forbid her forever to remain married to her husband, v'koirim ksuvasa, and they tear up her ksuva. Ukshayove baila, and when her husband comes back from overseas, or yavri, or he recovers from his illness, or yetzemi beiso asurim, or he's freed from prison, noisin lo get, he gives her a divorce. Again, he cannot cause her to drink the water and remain married to her, because it was not he who admonished her. Halacha yud beis, shasa mei hamorim, if she did drink the bitter water, v'niksa, and she was found to be innocent, mayhem, through these waters, v'chazar v'kinei lo, im ha'isha hishkal yodai, and he thereafter again admonished her about the same person for whom he caused her to drink the water, v'nistera imay, and she was again hidden with that person, eina yochel ashkois al yodei pam shnia, he cannot make her drink the water a second time with the same man. Ela teyoser alav leyoylam, in that case she becomes forbidden to him forever, v'teitze b'loi ksuva, and she is divorced without a ksuva. Aval im kinei lo im acher, but if he admonished her now, after she drank the water for one person, he admonishes her about a different person, and she becomes hidden with that man in front of with that other person in front of witnesses. Mashke moisa pam shnia, she drinks the water a second time. Vafilu kam upon, and this can be done to the same woman even many times. She has to drink. Vahu sheyashke oisa bechol pam biglal ish acher, but it's only if each time he's causing her to drink the water on account of some other man. Halacha yud gimel. Hishka oisa, if he caused her to drink the water, v'gersha, and afterwards he divorced her, v'nisis le'acher, she married someone else. V'kinei lo im ha'isha hishka oisa abal harishin biglaloi, and the second husband admonished her about the same person for whom the first husband had caused her to drink the water. V'nistera imay be'edim, and she becomes again hidden with that man in front of witnesses. Harei habal hasheni mashka oisa al yodei, the second husband can cause her to drink the water on account of that person. V'pneisho bal sheni, because this is a second husband, only the same husband cannot make her drink twice for the same man. V'afilu meya, even if there were a hundred husbands, if there were 100 husbands, v'niseis lozachas, then she married them one after the other, mashke moisal yedei yishechot, each one of them can cause her to drink the water on account of that same one man. V'ein oimrim, and we don't say, vadai shehuchzeka lozeh v'tama, we don't say, oh, since so many people have suspected her, she certainly must have committed adultery with her. Only if there are witnesses, but without witnesses we cannot suspect anything, and the husband can make her drink. Halacha yudalet, ha'isha shekinei la baila, a woman whose husband admonished her, v'nistera achar akino imoy be'edim, and after the admonition she became secluded with this man in front of witnesses, v'harei hi oimedes lishtois, and she is about to drink the water, uba aid echod, and one witness appears and says that he witnessed that she did have intercourse with the man, with this man about whom he admonished her, she remains forever forbidden to her husband. She cannot drink the water. Even on the basis of one witness, he prevents her from drinking the water. And she is divorced without a ksuva, since it was her disobedience, her going into a secluded place with the man, that brought this about on her. V'afilu hayo eid tuma zeh ha'ish meyedei hastira. And even if this witness who said that she did commit adultery was one of the two witnesses, he himself was one of the two witnesses who said that she was secluded with the man, she also is prevented from drinking the water and is divorced without being paid her ksuva. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'eid ein ba. The case only applies. The case of sota only applies where there is no witness against her. V'harei kan eid. And here there is a witness. There is one witness. Halacha tezvav. Afilu isha. Even if the witness is a woman, ve'eved or a slave, v'shifcha or a female slave, uposele eidus, or someone who was disqualified from testifying in court, ba'aveira midivrei soifrim, because he has committed acts that are forbidden by rabbinical decree. These cases disqualified witnesses have been previously discussed in Hilchas Ishus and Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. Vafilu karev, and even if the witness is a relative of the husband or the wife, neman li'edus soita, but all of these witnesses are acceptable to testify against the soita, lehoyid alea shazinsa, to testify that she did in fact commit adultery. They cannot testify, they are not qualified witnesses to the admonition, and they are not qualified witnesses to the seclusion, but they are qualified witnesses to say that she did commit adultery. V'teyoser al baila li'oilam, and they prevent her from drinking the water and cause her to be forever forbidden to her husband. V'eina shoisa, she cannot drink the water in such a case. V'teitze b'loi ksuva, and she is divorced without a ksuva, since it was her act of seclusion that caused it to come upon her. Since there already was an admonition and a seclusion, all testified to by kosher witnesses, by valid witnesses, and since the Torah accepts the testimony of one witness to say that she committed adultery and cannot drink the water but must be divorced, as we just learned in the previous halacha, harei kulam ksherim leidus tuma, we therefore accept, since one witness is accept, we accept the witness of the testimony of any one of these ordinarily invalid witnesses. Af chomesh nosim shesoynei zoye zoy, even the five women who are assumed to hate one another. We learned in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Gerushin in Halacha Tes Zayin, women who are not qualified to testify about other women, even in cases where the testimony of a woman is accepted. But in this case, Me'idoi Zuezu Loima Shenitmeis, but they are qualified to testify about one another that adultery took place in the case of Sota. And she is believed, her testimony is accepted to cause the woman to be forbidden to her husband, and to prevent her from drinking the water. But the testimony of such a woman is not sufficient to cause her to lose the ksuva. Since we assume that these women may hate one another, therefore we may assume that she deliberately wanted her to lose the ksuva, and therefore it is not sufficient to cause her to lose the ksuva. Elonai tellus ksuvasa v'yoitza, she receives the payment, the compensation of her ksuva, and she is divorced. Halacha tezayin, bo eidechod kosher. If one ordinarily valid witness, one kosher witness, came forward and said, Nitmeis, she did commit adultery, Harezu eina shoisa, she does not, on this testimony, drink the water, Kemoisha beyarnu, as we have already explained, as we have already stated, Bo eidechad v'hikrishoi, if a second witness now comes and refutes the testimony of the first one, v'omar, and he says, loy nitmeis, she did not commit adultery, ein shoymin loy. The second witness is not listened to. We don't take any note of his testimony. She'eid echad b'tumasoy tekishnayim, because the Torah accepts the testimony, in the case of Sota, the testimony of one witness is accepted as two. And so the first one the Torah has accepted as two, and the second one is only one. Ve'ein dvarav shel acharein, and the testimony of the last one, of the second witness, is ein doichim divrei harish, and they cannot refute the words, the testimony of the first witness, shehu kishnayim, because the Torah has accepted the first witness as if he were two. The Torah specifically says ve'eidein bo, that there is no witness against her, therefore implying that if there is a witness, even one, he is accepted as a witness. That's if they came one after the other. Halacha yud zayin, bo shneihem ki echod, if both witnesses came at once, ze oimer nitmeis, and one of them says she committed adultery, veze oimer loy nitmeis, and the second one says she did not commit adultery, oishe omar echod, one said nitmeis, she committed adultery, uvoim shnayim echeirim, and afterwards two witnesses came, v'omru loy nitmeis, and they said she did not commit adultery, then the first witness has been refuted, harezu shoysa, and she drinks the water. Halacha yudches, bo eidechot kosher, if one kosher witness, one male Jew above the age of 13, came forward and said, benoshim rabbis, and besides him there were many women, or psulim rabbim, or many people who are ordinarily not valid to testify as witnesses, ki echot, and they came all at once, it makes the kosher witness says she committed adultery, and the women or the non-kosher, the unacceptable witnesses said she did not commit adultery. She does drink the water, because one witness upsulim rabim, or many invalid witnesses, is considered like 50-50. They're considered evenly balanced. The one witness is accepted, on the other hand, many women are accepted also, and so it's considered evenly balanced, and the matter remains in doubt, and she is required to drink the water, and should she be found innocent, may continue to live with her husband. Halacha yittes, hayu kulam psulim, if all the witnesses here are of the type that are usually not valid, holich achar haroiv, then we follow the majority. Keitzad, how is this case taking place? Shtei noshim oimers, two women say, nitmeis, she committed adultery, v'sholish oimers, loy nitmeis, and three say she did not commit adultery. Then we follow the opinion of the three, the testimony of the three, since they're the majority, and so we say there are no witnesses here, harezu shoysa, and therefore she drinks the water. Sholish oimeres loy nitmeis, three of them say she did not commit adultery, v'arba oimeres nitmeis, and the majority, four of them, say she did commit adultery, harezu oina shoysa, she may not drink. Hoyu mechtzal mechtza, if they were half and half, harezu shoysa, then it remains in doubt, and so the doubt is cleared up by her drinking the water. Halocha chav, kol soita she'amarnu she'ena shoysa mipnei eidei tuma, in every case where we said that the sota, that the suspected adulteress, does not drink the water because there were witnesses of some sort who said she committed adultery, harezu asura al bailosh li'olam, in every one of these cases, since she cannot drink the water, and since there are witnesses that she was hidden after she was admonished, she remains forever forbidden to her husband. V'teitzei b'loi k'suva, and she is divorced without a k'suva, except for the one case where we stated about the five women who are suspected of hating her, where she is paid the k'suva. Sharei nesra b'kinu yustira, because in all of these cases, she has become forbidden to her husband because there was a valid admonition and a valid seclusion. Therefore, the admonition and the seclusion make her forbidden. V'hashtiya shetatira, and the drinking of the water, which might permit her to remain with her husband, nimna, has been prevented. Sharesh ba'eid, because there is some sort of witness here to the adultery, k'moshe be'arnu, as we have explained in this chapter.